Like Effect continues on WUWM. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Bonnie North. The holidays have just passed, and if you're already bored with that tablet or new phone that you got for Christmas, you can take some solace in what's happening this week in Las Vegas. The annual Consumer Electronics Show is underway, and it gives the world a glimpse of what might be on your wish list next year or even the year after.
One local electronics manufacturer is not introducing anything new at this year's CES, but for the Koss Corporation, the event still has major significance. Michael Koss Jr. is director of marketing for the Milwaukee-based company that develops and produces headphones. He joins us on the line from Las Vegas. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
We, or maybe I guess I should say people into gadgets, heard some buzz earlier this week about a variety of things that are being unveiled at the Consumer Electronics Show. And I hope you don't mind by starting with someone else's product here. But, you know, one of the things that came out was the new version of the Sony Walkman. And one of its selling points is that it will play so-called high-definition audio. And so let me start with a question. In kind of general terms, not necessarily about that particular product, but is that kind of thing on the radar screen of Koss when you go to an event like this, the kinds of stuff that you are going to integrate with in the future?
Well, I'll start by saying creating the content at a higher rate or a higher resolution is only good for us. It makes our products work the way that they're actually supposed to work. Over the last probably 20 years with the digitization of music, it's become very difficult to manage the way that the music sounds through our headphones because in some cases the music is performing at a very low resolution. So we're excited about a lot of these new players, particularly the new Pono player, which started as a Kickstarter project and I believe goes on sale maybe next week. And that was kind of the one that set off this kind of craze for high-res players, and as a brand, we're excited about it because we think it's a great opportunity for people to hear the music through our products, through our headphones, the way that the artists intended it to be heard.
Well, and has Koss been involved in that part of the equation, the getting the music to sound better before it even reaches the headphones?
We always preach that if you have the opportunity to download or to receive your content at the highest rate possible, we always prefer that you do that because that's the best way for us to ensure that the headphones will perform at the level that they're supposed to. But as a brand, we're really focused on delivering the music from the artist to the player, and to the headphones, and we don't have any players in our lineup, and presently don't have any plans for them.
Well, and so if I understand correctly, Koss has not unveiled any great new product at the CES. So how does what you see at the show more broadly impact what you do and produce?
That's a great question. I think looking at the show and looking at a lot of the things that have been presented or shown, there's a lot of narratives that come out of it. And the one that we see a lot of and we're excited about because we have recently introduced products that fall in line with that is wireless. And we've seen from headphones to cars to everything becoming more and more wireless. And we're excited because in just this last fall, we released two new Bluetooth headphones, Bluetooth BT540, which is a Bluetooth 4.0 headphone that streams your music wirelessly, and then a wireless speaker as well. And we think in the future, wireless is going to become more and more relevant and more expected from consumers. And just walking the show yesterday and early today, I mean, it's incredible the amount of stuff that's starting to become wireless.
Well, and of course, we in the consumer world generally hear about this event in terms of all the new things that are coming to market and the buzz surrounding them. What do you do actually on a typical day at the Consumer Electronics Show as someone in the business?
An interesting experience because there's the business side of having lots and lots of meetings. It's a great opportunity for us to have lots and lots of meetings because most of our customers and distributors from all over the world come to the show. So we have the opportunity to meet and kind of plan with everybody. But being a tech person and a gadget lover, it's always fun to be able to just kind of walk the show. So there's always that kind of fine line of maybe taking a little bit longer route to the meeting that I'm planning to attend, so I could see a couple of extra booths. But it's always an interesting opportunity to mix business and pleasure at the same time by seeing all the phenomenal, incredible new innovations that that are coming.
Well, and with that in mind, what have you been especially impressed by this year, or conversely, not all that impressed by?
Well, the one that really stood out to me yesterday, and I think that it resonated amongst everybody at the show, was Oculus. And they make they're in the process of making a virtual reality headset. And they currently have a unit on the market with Samsung. It's called the Gear VR. And the line of people around the booth just lined up to use that product and their other prototype product was incredible. And it's not just gamers that were lined up. It was everybody at the show. And I think that in the future, this company, Oculus, who got their start on Kickstarter as well, now, as you may remember, were purchased by Facebook. It's incredible over the last couple of years what they've been able to grow, and it's expanded and transcended just gaming. And I think that was the one that really blew my mind when I kind of turned the corner and saw that, first of all, how big their booth was, but then the amount of people waiting just to see the products. I also saw a really cool thing that was called a Beam, and it was basically a robot that they called that allowed you to basically have a teleconference with a robot. So somebody would sit at a computer anywhere in the world, and they would have a portal to be able to operate a robot that had a huge LCD screen of the person's face. So we walk up to this booth, and it's a huge wide open area, and there's these robots that are just roaming all over the place, and people coming up to you, and their big face on the LCD saying hello. And I think the interesting thing after speaking to the people at the booth there was how they envision that kind of changing the way people work with one another on an international scale. So if you work potentially with a supplier overseas, or you work with a supplier in a different state, you can have this robot there that allows you to kind of walk through the floor, walk through the office, and interact with people a totally different way and see and hear things. And I think that is one that was quite interesting.
This is one step beyond like somebody having you on Skype or FaceTime and carrying a tablet or mobile device around and showing you things. This is obviously a lot more mobile.
Incredibly mobile. The interesting thing that they were that the gentleman that was talking to us was saying was internally at their company, their bosses actually utilize them. So imagine being at the office and suddenly this robot comes up to you and it's your boss asking you what's going on. It's just incredible, and to imagine the applications into the future, it's just incredible.
You mentioned a couple of companies that got their start through Kickstarter campaigns, and you know, I wonder there are companies that are not at the show. You know, Apple and Google and Microsoft, in many ways, probably don't even need to be there, and they're not there this time out. Is it the smaller companies that we're seeing the most interesting innovation from at a show like this?
Well, it's a great platform for smaller companies to get the word out and to be seen by people throughout the world. And I think it's probably, if you're starting a company and you have the capital and are able to have a booth at the show, it's the place to be. But it doesn't mean that the big ones aren't here. I mean, Samsung has an absolutely gigantic booth. All the car companies are here this year with incredible innovations from a car standpoint. I even yesterday saw this 100% autonomous Mercedes-Benz that you may have seen on the television, but it's absolutely incredible. It's a car that I believe gives no emissions, and it drives itself. And the driver's seat actually, the driver's seat has a button where you can actually spin it around, and the driver can actually sit and face the folks in the back seat and interact with them. So you see some of these just absolutely game-changing, incredible ideas. But then also you go to other areas and see startups that are, you know, maybe app-based startups that are doing things that interact with the world and probably are going to have significant changes as we go forward.
Well, so as a company that's not showing off a product at this show, at least in terms of having a booth, what do you do once you leave the show? What happens with what you've gleaned from the stuff that you've seen when you come back to Milwaukee?
So from a business standpoint, we a lot of the stuff we do, we meet with a lot of our customers at the show, and we do a lot of planning for the next 6 months to the next year. And that's from a business standpoint, that stuff. But then from a product standpoint, which is one of the areas that I get to work in, it's a great opportunity to see what's coming and kind of start to work with our engineers and our designers to come up with ways to kind of capture some of those technological things. So a great example was a couple years ago, we saw that Bluetooth was really becoming a usable platform and a usable resource from a wireless standpoint. Before a couple years ago, it was very difficult to get the type of acoustical performance that's now available. So when we saw that, we went back right away and started working immediately on Bluetooth headphones and Bluetooth headphones and speakers. And I think that's the kind of stuff is just kind of seeing the little glimmer of a new idea and trying to take that and plan ahead.
And I'm sure, you know, it's separating the wheat from the chaff, the glimmer of the new idea that's actually going to stick versus the flavor of the month that's going to go away in a year.
That's always fun to try to figure that stuff out.
And in the meantime, hanging on to the warm weather while you're out there and you can make it last.
That's been the one welcome thing this year, is being able to step outside and enjoy the 60-degree weather.
Well, listen, Michael Kost Jr., it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for being our eyes and ears out there.
Thanks for having me, and I look forward to coming back to Milwaukee for the cold.
All right. Michael Kost Jr. is Director of Marketing for Milwaukee-based Kost Corporation, which makes headphones. He joined us on the line from Las Vegas and the 2015 Consumer Electronics Show.
Well, keep listening. Singer-songwriter Jess Klein comes up next and shares the internal conflicts that informed her newest album. She also talks about the weird music mix that she listens to when she's on the road. We'll be back with that conversation in just a moment on WUWM.